Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live from the Not in a Pub.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
It's good you start every podcast.
I feel like it's good cheerful.
And you end them.
Icebreaker. How is everyone?
Yeah,
Some of us are feeling a bit down today, aren't we, T?
Not the best.
Don't feel great today, to be fair.
Lethargy.
Sometimes happens. Got up, though. Did a workout.
Felt better for 15 minutes.
Do you reckon that is it? Like, how long were you working out?
About 45 minutes.
So 45 workout equals 15 minutes of happiness.
Yeah, so...
You'll only have to exercise for 3 days.
An hour and a half.
That's what it is, isn't it?
An hour and a half gets you half an hour.
Well, at least we're, you know, at least we're all able to converse and... anyone got anything?
T's repping a good vibe today.
It's not. It's a shocking vibe.
Do you mean on a thread level?
How much do you have to get paid to wear that on stage?
Nothing.
Give it 15 years. Give it 15 years, you won't question it.
50 or 15.
15.
He's got Puma, like...
Comfort, man.
They're very, like, the night running shoes, I think, them, aren't they?
I didn't pick the colour. We got them for free, didn't I?
Go on!
Because we've got some nice friends at Puma and Man City.
Yeah.
But obviously you can't be picky when you're getting free gear, can you?
No.
So.
No. It's not on that, is it?
I mean, and to be fair, the workout...
The luminous yellow.
Beggars can't be choosers, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, it's
the
luminous yellow, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? See, they're not that bad.
I don't go out in running gear normally.
Like I said, do you know what I mean? When I started doing a bit of walking and hiking and that.
Mm.
You know, if that sort of stuff starts creeping into my everyday attire, it's a bit... Need to watch that, don't you? Like you, if you start coming in Lycra...
What do you mean if?
Charlie rode, we were doing a bit of work. Charlie rode there, but didn't want to get changed when he got here. So he was in that Leighton Lycra all day, weren't you, mate?
You kept your cleats on, didn't you?
Yeah, it was quite sad, wasn't it, really? Won't do that again. My testicles suffered.
Did they?
Yeah, big time.
How about your Chad?
My Chad suffered.
Chad soaked up by Lycra.
But you're supposed to, it's called embrocation, isn't it? In other words, it's to stop you chafing when you're cycling.
Right.
In the summer, you're supposed to rub your nads and stuff with embrocation, it's called.
Is it called embrocation? Not just like...
Embrocation,
Is it like anything? Is it like Vaseline or something?
It's more involved, more complex than that.
All right.
Did you have that on?
No, I didn't.
Right. That's why you were feeling...
But apparently it gets you more in the summer because of the heat and things like that. So,
a bit sweaty, innit?
I just wanted to mention that.
Testicular humidity.
You know what to get me for my 30th?
That was last year.
Miles, cut the age out.
Are you 30 this year, Chaz?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Almost a third of a century.
Crikey.
I'm,
Yeah, I'll see what,
I mean, to be fair, when is it? What's your birthday again? The July?
Do you know that? I don't know when yours is.
June 20th.
The 23rd.
25th of June.
March the 7th, 1897. Josh?
Dude, I sometimes forget my mum's in that.
A week on Sunday, I think you'll find.
Just the 20...
You just said 5th
it. 5th of June.
There you go.
Glasgow. When's mine?
28th of April, 1st of November.
Mine's easy though.
15th of August, 7th 14th. Of March.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know my 15th.
15th because fucking hell, it was his birthday yesterday. That's how you know it.
It's good for you that.
Right. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Tell you what, my mum got a really, really strange phone call the other night. I'm not shitting you here. My mum owns like a dress agency, doesn't she? So she gets quite strange requests sometimes, like used underwear and. You know, worn.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that.
What? People, really? People saying, do you sell
them? Blokes calling up, like, have you got any, like, used heels and stuff?
Yeah, I thought
like
she'd blocked Joe's number.
So, my mum and dad are sat there on, I think it was Saturday night, it might be Friday night. Phone rings, mum answers. She has heavy breathing. She thinks it's a bit weird, but she expects it, you know, owning a shop and stuff. And the voice pipes up. But you've got a tight ass for nowhere. She said, yeah, he sat next to me. Do you want to speak to him?
Fuck's
sake. I didn't know Josh was around.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, cool, man.
Sorry, man.
I mean, the no hair bit, yeah, but...
Just being horrible.
Do you remember when we was in Paris early doors and we were sharing beds and bedrooms with each other? Look at his face.
I'm just waiting.
And you had like a pair of boxers on, which were probably like your dad's, or they were like baggy as fuck. And he bent over on the bed, like grabbing something. Oh, yeah. And Joe was like, "Oh, mate." And Miles started laughing his head off.
No. What? It wasn't that.
Go on. So, I thought that's what it was.
No, we were staying at someone's house.
Charles de Cabras.
Yeah, Charles de Cabras. We were staying at his house, and me and Miles got up, and me and Miles started play fighting. And I pushed him like that, but like a bit too far, but it was funny. And he fell over, and his pants like rid up, but he didn't know, onto his bum cheek. So his arsehole was out. He was bent over, and his full, and he's like, his legs were like spread a little bit, and his full arsehole was out, and he was laughing at me, and his arsehole was twitching at me. My face must have been like horrified, because Miles was laughing, looking at me, and then was like, then stopped. And
I was like, what?
Funny that.
What's happened?
That is funny.
My ass was laughing at you.
That's the name of the podcast.
Second mouth. Do you know what's funny? I sent a text yesterday like, oh, let's not have me animated for the next one. No, that's definitely what it is, isn't it?
Do you know what? To be fair, you've not been animated that much. It's mid like time.
No, I was animated the first one. You just had two on a row because you were two good stories. That bus story had to be told.
That was a good story.
It's ridiculous, that.
Do you know what? That's in it, because it's like quite tragic, isn't it? I was thinking about tragic things that have happened.
No, it was like the Peep Show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Peep Show.
Yeah, when he's like... What do you call him? Clean shirt. Yeah, I was thinking about tragic things that I've done, and there was one actually recently. You know, in the little I don't know what to call it, like COVID break thing.
What life?
It was happening in life, but there was like a COVID break thing, and it was near my birthday, so you could go.
What do you mean a COVID break?
Oh no, sorry. I mean, I'm talking like you could go for a meal and stuff. You're allowed.
Right, restrictions. COVID break.
COVID was still there.
So yeah, there was like restrictions were eased a little bit and all that. And went for a mean sphere. Went for a boss meal. It was my birthday, and she's like,
"I hate you.
I've booked us."
I've
booked us on a ghost walk.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? She's like, I was like, oh fucking hell, boss, because. When we went years ago, when we went to Edinburgh, me and Jordan and our girlfriends, and we went to Edinburgh and went on these like ghost walking. This guy, Edgar, his name was, took us on a ghost walk around Edinburgh and the underground city. It was mint, really good. And this guy was like, Edgar, my man, was full on.
Edgar, my man.
He had like a low pony.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Looked like he worked at Games Workshop, but my man was theatrical. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was good. It's a good ghost walk. So anyway, Sophia after that was like, comes up, Manchester Ghost Walk, the underground tunnels of Manchester. There's some tunnels, isn't there, under Manchester? It was like...
Yeah.
Supposedly haunted.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it was like underground tour Manchester. So Sophia was like, oh, got on it dead earlier, booked it for my birthday. So anyway, go for this meal. And we walk up to this guy, right? We meet him in...
St. Anne's Square,
yeah, yeah. So anyway, meet me at St. Anne's Square. It's all a bit awkward, do you know what I mean?
Is there other people on the
walk? Yeah, it's like quite awkward because you're all sort of sat there like... And some people are like, are you for the walk? It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, we are too. It's like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, because of COVID as well, like, you couldn't be stood.
Fuck off.
You couldn't be stood, like, obviously 2 metres from everyone. Do you know what I mean? So it was a bit... Normally, you can sort of huddle up and group in, but obviously, it wasn't like that. Anyway, this guy comes, right? Turns up, looks like a piss head. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he's like...
Yeah.
But... And then I said, cheers, Charles. And he...
We're fucked, aren't we?
Anyway, looks like a pisshead. Fucking walks from St. Anne's Square to, do you know where Jack Wills is? If anyone doesn't know Manchester, Jack
King
Wills,
Street.
Literally
Street, yeah.
King Street, but it backs on the back of the Jack Wills shop, or the old Jack Wills shop, backs onto the fucking square. Literally, we walk in to Jack Wills, and it was a tour of Jack Wills.
Did you go in the basement?
So it wasn't Jack Wills anymore. I'm calling it Jack Wills because that's what he speak. Literally.
Is it abandoned now?
Yeah, we just walked from... We went up to this top floor first, and he told this story about some fucking... the Boar's Head pub around the corner.
Yeah.
And then we went down in the basement and told this story about Pigman. Right? No joke. And this woman screamed, not a part of the thingy, like you had two other actors.
Yeah.
This woman screamed and this guy walked out in a pig's mask.
And said, ooh, these chinos are possessed.
No, literally, didn't even say anything, walked past, but then went to hide behind a wall, but it was a dead end, so you could see him still. Like, he was like facing the wall. It was honestly the most fucking tragic thing I've ever been like.
How much did they pay you for the mask wearing? No.
There was no mask.
Exactly. Speaking of tragic,
I was just trying to find the box.
Wait, look, didn't you have a tragic story though? Didn't you have a similar experience?
I'm trying to find it now. Yeah, it was on mine and Katie's first trip to NYC, and obviously I'm into like Goodfellas, Godfather, like gangster films, and the history of, you know, the mafia and stuff. So I found like a tour, like it was like a gangster tour.
Right.
Oh no, the Gangster Museum. That was it. Not a tour. Museum of the American Gangster. This is it. So it's a former speakeasy where like fucking Al Capone used to drink and shit. Do you know what I mean? Right. So you're thinking, wow, wonder what they've done. Cool. They must have kitted it out. And literally went in there. I think we had to pay $20 to get in. And it was like just a room, like your living room, with fucking printed out piece of paper, blue tack to the wall. And this bloke in the corner just started telling stories. And I was like, we're getting off.
Whoa.
$20 for that. So what,
cashing in.
It wasn't a museum. It was a living room with blue tack.
That's fraudulent, though.
Someone had printed off photos.
Not, I want to know one
of
the
stories. I kind of feel sorry for him.
I didn't stay for the stories. You know what I'm like? Was in there probably about a minute and a half. And
might start that at my house.
15 quid a piece.
Yeah. Print out sheet, blue tack. This is where Josh Jewis broke into a fiver.
Oh, fucking... Everyone's giving Josh in today.
I'm only kidding, pal.
Josh is like, now, fuck you guys.
Yeah, my finances are fine.
I've told you about... This is another awkward one on my behalf. Went on quite a fancy holiday with Katie. You know, went on a little boat trip. But they'd organised a boat trip with people who were like staying on the complex. I thought it was like a private... They called it like the sunset boat trip.
Ooh.
So I just thought, do you know what I mean? Nice. And these dead like these drinks on there and that. So I thought, you know...
Was she your fiancé at this point?
No. She wasn't. She was my partner. So, you know, we could still be romantic. And I thought it'd be a nice little, you know, sunset little
enough
trip.
For that.
A few beers. She'd have a few champagnes. We'd just watch the sunset. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, you look over the edge. And they said they'd show you, like, you know, where the sharks were and all, like, you know, the fish and all that.
what you'd expect for a marine tour.
Yeah. Just like, I thought it'd be us and the bloke doing that. So we get there. And they've got four beanbags set out on the front of the boat.
Was it a catamaran or a...
I don't know what you call it. It was like a big... Not like a yacht, not a speedboat.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you that.
So it was like somewhere in between that. And the front of the boat was quite big. So they had four beanbags there. So basically couples sat opposite each other on a beanbag. So the three other couples were already there. Obviously, I've turned up in my gear. And I'm like... Obviously, me and Kate, I'm like, they're on this trip with us here.
Not quite as private as you had in mind.
So I refused to sit on the beanbag. And Kate was like, why are you doing this? So I had to sit. I sat in where they were serving the drinks from, basically.
Why?
Because I didn't want to sit opposite another couple.
But why, though?
Because I felt, you know, I just don't like them.
Surely it's more awkward to sit where they're serving drinks.
He's that guy just sat in the corner on his own.
So Kate,
like...
had to sit there with me as well. And obviously we were like, they were sat on beanbags opposite each other. I'm like, and they like the other couples got their arms around each other. Like, I'm like, fuck
it's a bit,
that.
It's a bit cliche.
It's
quite swingers.
I'm gonna say it's a bit keys in a bowl.
It's just too far. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, fuck keys that.
But yeah,
keys in the pot. Pampas grass.
Fucking hell. Just sat on this little bench bit. I was like, fuck that. I'm not sitting on the beanbag.
Go on, Josh. You're awkward.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It's more tragic than awkward. So before I've got physical documents with me. But so obviously, you know, we're all spending a lot of time at home.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was just one of those days where you've probably been sat in for multiple weeks watching telly and whatnot. And one of those I don't know what channel I was on. It wasn't one
Babe
of that
station.
Good for you that.
Yes.
It was just one of them, like, it wasn't one of the big broadcasting stations. Yeah. It was just a random in-between one, watching
Quest,
probably something
Quest
like
is my
Dave.
Favorite.
Yeah, something like that. And then, you know, and it was like, you have 60 seconds to solve this word search. And I was like, and I could see the word on it, so I was like, well yeah, I'll just do it, because it...
I think I've seen these.
We've done this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it comes up on screen. It's like, and it's like, Find Majesty. It's always like at the top in the middle.
And
yeah.
I was thinking, right, it's a five letter word or something.
But is this an advert or part of the program?
No, it's an advert. Oh, yeah. In between, I was sort of like half asleep watching it. I was thinking, you know what? I'm not going to say no to 15 grand if I can find this word. Do you know what I mean? Just for a laugh.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, I applied. Not applied. I called up. Because you have to call up and say the word in the word search.
Fucking hell.
So I was like, you know what? There's nothing else to do, so I'll just do this TV word search. Anyway, I completely forgot about it until...
Fuck off.
Okay, so I get...
It's fucking certificate!
Just wait for it. Wait for it.
Did you fucking win, you bastard?
No.
All right.
I would have told you. So I got this in my hand here. I have two pieces of paper. One of which is, it says... Dear Mr. Dewhurst, well done on submitting the correct answer to the recent £14,500 TV word search competition. Not everyone got the correct answer, so very well done. Especially since you had less than 60 seconds to solve the puzzle. Your entry is complete and has now been entered into the draw. We'll be in touch if you are a winner. So, and it says the correct answer was Daisy, because it said, find this flower within the word search. So I was thinking... Okay, you know, thanks for telling me that it was at least correct and I'll be entered into the draw. And then I noticed there was another envelope underneath. So I was thinking, okay, what's this? And I open it up and the first thing I see is this at the top and it says, Certificate of Achievement. So I'm thinking, holy shit, have I hit the jackpot here? I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, you know, this is great. You know, I'm going to have some savings, you know. And then I open it up fully and it says Television Word Search Awards.
Oh, no, I'm picturing someone like really happy that they got it.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Just a sec.
When does the frame arrive, man?
This certificate has been awarded to certify that Mr. Josh Dewhurst in a different font has successfully solved the television challenge competition by identifying the following answer. So they sent me a certificate to tell me that I'm correct, but not that I've won. I'm not being funny, but...
Mate, have you checked your bank? Like when you rang, I bet they rang.
Did you have to submit your bank details? Or?
No. They charge you through the phone. It was like 50p or something.
What does
that
say at the back? It says £6.70 on the back.
No. Right. So this is the additional winning streak part of the competition. Which is
sound effects from you.
I missed that though. Yeah, it says response required by the 22nd of January. So, and by the time I opened the letters, I didn't. But I just thought it was pretty funny that they sent me a genuine, like, the sort of certificate that you get your degree on.
Yeah. No, it does look like...
It looks legit.
It looks like formal, here, doesn't it?
It looks...
I put it on a PowerPoint for you to see.
No joke. I really think we should get it framed and put it in the yard. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, we'll put it up. I could still win. I'm just waiting on the response.
What's good that?
Fucking mad that.
No.
But I just thought that's a bit of tragic shit to laugh at.
Do what you...
I treated myself on Friday night.
He sent the... So we've got like a group chat and Miles sent this.
No, I was watching The Gadget Show. I've not seen it in about...
Do what?
Fucking 15 years. And there was this big, you know, competition. 30 grand's worth of tech. PS5, Xbox, 8K telly. It just kept going though. It just kept going. I'm like, oh. £2 fucking get in, and then a fucking text Gadgets or whatever it was, and that was it. I entered the competition, and I probably won't win. I find out next week.
Oh, I'd love it if you won.
Imagine that though.
I've honestly,
it's gonna be shit. The gear's gonna be in here, isn't it? If you win,
it is a good comp, to be fair.
It's all right, but you know,
I used to love Gadget Show when I was younger. I was a bit obsessed with remote control.
What's
things.
The Gadget Show?
I can tell by all the fucking shows. Things. No, so my mum and
dad, guess what it is?
Gadget Show. Did he bring new inventions onto
that's
it?
Basic. Yeah. It's just gadgets. So there was
you were watching
the same episode.
Yeah,
weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
It's boss. It's well. It's one of
is
them.
It like a Channel 5 program?
It's a Channel 5. It used
four,
to be.
I never watched
like,
Channel.
No, it used to be. Four. Used to be Channel 4. Now it's Channel 5.
Right.
Gone, it, and it
if
has,
I can get 30 grand's worth of shit out of
oh
I'm
no,
happy.
Yeah, it's good. But like they review like bits of tech and stuff. It is actually all right.
If you're into like tech and shit.
Yeah, and
it's all right if you're really bored.
Do you know what they did? One they did this. They had drones, but like filming drones.
Oh yeah,
and I was actually that's what got me into it because I was flicking through the channels that came up. I was like,
"Yeah, same
voyeur."
Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't know, because we always do like our own videos and film and stuff. I was like,
I'd love a drone.
One of them is actually,
there's actually
like,
drone regulations now. Didn't used to be a few years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, no, but they're not like, you're getting that from the program. All you have to do is, you have to do half an hour test online, man.
No, I'm talking about certain areas. Like, you know,
So
near the airport, you're obviously.
Well, no, not even that though. Not even like airspace. Yeah, like, you just, know, like, for example, you used to.
A certain amount.
Yeah, so like you used to be able to film. Like, say you wanted to go to like Scotland and film a fucking bridge or waterfall. You're not allowed to now. There's certain things you're not allowed to film. It's weird.
Yeah, because I read something once where they were like, they set a drone up over the gaff and there was just a couple of fucking shagging in the garden or something.
Probably.
I've been chased.
You know what I mean? Like, or in a hot tub or something.
Well, I've been chased.
No,
by
no,
a
not
drone.
Chased, but I've been pursued by a drone. Like, my ex-girlfriend was Spanish and we was having a bit of nookie in the city. It's legit.
A bit of what?
Bit of, how's your father?
Is that a dish?
Is that an ice lolly?
There's a little cove, right?
Right.
And no word of a lie, there was a fucking drone hovering above us, and I tried to go after it, but obviously it just got off, didn't it?
You just in the sea.
I got so fucking frustrated.
What? So it was following you.
I imagine Charlie running with no clothes.
Yeah, because it's invading your privacy.
He's still got an hard on.
Anyway.
Yeah. Do you know what? Drones are weird, though, when you think about it. They are fucking weird.
No, but I literally, I just
interesting,
like,
but weird.
I think I love the thing of, like, do you know what I mean? If we film stuff, you can get, like, helicopter shots on, like, a fucking 500.
That's how they do them now. That's how they have 4K shot. They just do it, if you're on a budget.
There's, like, proper teams, isn't
there? Is that true, though, about the, you're not allowed to film?
There's certain places that they've got regulations. 8 kilometres, one of the ones went. So you can fly for 8 kilometres away and just look through the camera and that.
It is mad, like, but...
drones.
Do you know what? I was walking through Brabin's Park the other day. She's in Marple. And it was no joke. He's like, have I said this to you? He's like, there was a guy sat on a bench with a full VR headset on.
Yeah.
And you could just hear... he was sat down on a bench in Brabin's Park, right? That fucking noise going on. VR headset with a controller. And his wife sat next to him just looking at him, right? And he was like...
Because sounds like me
and
Emily,
you could just hear this drone fucking zipping about. And
on a drone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No joke. I thought it might have been you when I first got to it. Since you were like... That was something Miles would do. But yeah, he was flying this drone round the field, sat on a bench. But he was like proper moving his head and like he was like flying something in Star Wars.
I can imagine it being one of those things that is fun for about half an hour.
Yeah.
And you're just bored.
Do you know what? Speaking from experience, Steen bought one years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I was around at his house, I was like, just give us a go of that. And I flew it accidentally over to next door's garden and crashed it. And he had to knock on next door, a fully grown man, and said, can I have my drone back, please?
How modern is that? It's not, you know, you
can't. Yeah, it used to be a footy.
Yeah, well, in my case, it was a frisbee. Because obviously, I'm not, you know.
You're lame, aren't you?
Not built for that kind of sport, but yeah.
I've got a negative YouTube comment of the week.
Let's go.
Negative YouTube comment of the week. Why do you hate us? So. After last week, or whatever week it was, I found out that if you think this is real life, video is a bit of a...
Bit of a hub.
A cave for negative YouTube comments. So I'll just give you a quick one and we'll fucking move on to something else. Mihiaz6 said about that tune, looks like this is going to be the worst album of them. Straight up.
Go on.
Nice and simple.
I want to know more about him now.
Right. No,
I love going in. I love going in deep. It's my favourite bit.
Of them.
What was that? Yeah.
Retaliation.
Whoa, wait there.
Time.
What is he there? Is he got a guitar?
He's not in a band. Is he?
Shit with that. He's got videos. He's got him playing a video game.
You know what?
Twisted Metal. What's that, Miles?
Twisted Metal Black. Is that what it is?
What is that?
No, I can't. It's like a PS1 game from years ago.
You know what? You find out.
Oh,
you know,
he's got videos from 8 years ago.
A lot of people who slag off your band are usually in a band themselves, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Opeth Deliverance cover. Deliverance solo cover.
I've got time for that.
Yeah, he's nailing that.
Wolf?
The thing is,
he's not
going
to like, if you think this is real life.
No, the thing is, people tend to, like, you know, give out shit on the internet. They're a bit anonymous. Not in his case, but they're a bit anonymous and they don't seem to think that it'll get back to the people because, you know, that's got quite a fair few views and usually people, you know, they don't see people at us.
Usually if you really like something, you're less likely to leave a comment, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? If you don't like something, you might.
Can you put some questions out on the Twitter, Joe?
Yeah, I did. Let's. We need go on, Josh, you do a theme tune for it. Twitter Q&A we asked.
Twitter Q and or A.
That'll do.
Just put it in reverb or something.
We've got lazy, haven't we, with our theme tunes recently? Yeah, yeah.
Used to get the DX on that, didn't we?
No one gives a fuck. Especially me.
Right. Do you want some nice ones first?
Let's explain. So Joe sent a tweet out about half an hour ago saying, you know, do you want to ask
us anything?
It wasn't
even half an hour ago, you know. It was...
Was it bang on half an hour ago?
Fucking okay. Hell, yeah, it was.
All right, stopwatch.
Bang on.
And do you know if anyone has anything...
Human stopwatch. Should we do fast paced? Should we just... Is it quick fire, do you think?
Let's just quick fire.
Let's just
it.
Rattle through them, yeah.
Go, go!
What's everyone's favourite beer?
Lim.
Stella.
Asahi.
Stella.
Peroni.
Asahi.
Just any kind of light lager.
Mm, nice. Who pulls the most?
Not me.
We've all got girlfriends, so.
We're all faithful people.
We've all pulled.
I have a fiancé.
Oh! Hey.
Do you pull her?
Can you make a Spotify playlist of songs chosen so far? We have.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
I don't know if it's gone up yet. We are making that, yeah.
Oh, we are, mate. I thought I don't have Spotify, so I'm shit with stuff. Any plans for a social distance gig?
No.
Best show you've performed at and why? Was it Bournemouth, March 15th, 2020?
Do you know what? That was a really good gig. The last gig we played before the lockdown.
Was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. We knew they were locking it down. It was the last one.
You know what was a really good gig? What was it? The Wind, Liverpool Wind.
Yes, Invisible Wind.
Invisible. Yeah, that's it. That's one of my favourites.
You know, them smaller venues sometimes get something, don't they?
The Ritz. Yeah. Like, the Ritz gig.
Fuck me.
The first one of that.
Yeah.
Last year was good.
I fucking love that Vivo gig we did where we went on Halloween at midnight. Bladdered. Fucking bladdered. Like,
what do Joe's feet smell like?
No, not
like a cave.
Codas of cave.
Joe, smell your own feet.
Let me get my foot out.
Notes of
odors of cave.
We can't smell Joe's feet.
You've been walking a lot, so they might have a little walking scent.
Are they damp?
They smell leather, to be fair.
Leather.
I've got Clark's original seam tracks.
Let me to read a few. Miles. Well, it's not for Miles. I just
odor transpenna.
What is wind?
Eh?
What is wind?
You know what? Sometimes I thought I've googled this before. I thought it was when the Earth's spinning round and it's just the wind, but it's not. No. You do think it though. Why the fuck is it windy in that?
What, fast air,
like pressure or something like that.
Yes, it's something to do with like the moon and shit, isn't it?
This is quite a good one here.
The moon and shit.
And for those of you that don't know what the 192 is, it's a bus that runs from Stockport to Manchester.
Yeah,
and it runs through the night as well. Strangest thing you've ever seen on the 192.
My reflection. After a night out. Shit.
I've done press ups on a 192 in a vest before.
Lame. My God.
Bladdered, yeah. That was that night, do you remember? I think you were sick eating gone off biscuits.
I used to always be sick then.
On the bus.
Josh, didn't you see someone smoking crack on that bus?
No, Tommy Harrison did.
Why Scattered Rain is not on Spotify?
Because it was like a free download. It wasn't. Do you know what? We never properly recorded it. It was like a live session at Par Street.
Yeah.
Ah, that session was just literally so Jay could hear our tunes.
But we released The Urge from that.
Yeah. Who's the best footballer?
Undoubtedly
in the world,
me.
Messi.
I think it means in the band.
All right.
Josh?
Tom.
Jack, yeah, I reckon it's
between
me and Tom.
Different kind of players.
I properly played football for the first time about 4 years ago.
I was
in defence. Well, no, that was the punchline. Okay, well,
yeah. Sorry, go
basically,
on.
Yeah, I was fucking. I just threw up everywhere. It was in Barcelona. I was like, I feel a bit sick and everywhere.
You
and
were
that.
Fucking mint, though.
The wall, and then you got me because I was in defence and I was doing pretty good.
We nicknamed you the wall.
Nickname of the wall, and you got me a
shirt printed
the wall. Next time I played it, I was shite. So I've only played footy twice, ever.
Do you reckon you'd get onto it again?
I'll fucking do anything again after this fucking pandemic, do you know what I mean?
Wise words, Miles.
Goodbye.
What's the first thing you're going to do after the lockdown? This is just me asking you a question.
Me?
When you said you'd do anything after lockdown.
I'm not going to fucking like run into a tree, do you know what I mean? Like,
you could do that now.
Is that the maddest
thing? I've not seen.
You can run into a tree now.
You know, I've not seen any of my schoolmates or anyone since November, so I just want to, you know, when it's safe, see my mates somewhere.
We're obviously not your mates anymore.
But we're doing it over FaceTime, aren't we? So,
who drinks the most?
I like being pissed, but I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I think it's me and Tom.
Me, Joe, and Charlie probably drink the most.
Yeah, collectively, yeah.
The best thing about real.
Son Santa.
It's gone.
Fucking boss, Son Santa.
It's gone, you know.
That's yeah, actually.
Fucking gone, dead yeah. right. 20 years ago.
I don't know, do I?
Fucking dead right.
If Miles could be an any object for the day, what kind of...
If I was a chair, I would never have to sit down. Do you know what I mean? And that'd be fucking chilled. Do you know what I mean? How chilled would that be?
That was kind of like a wise word.
That was good, that mate.
There's nothing wise about that.
Do you mean that? Whoa. Why wouldn't you be like a cat or a dog? You just chill.
You said a thing. Oh yeah. I thought it like an item. There's your answer. So, you know,
oh fucking good that.
Slow news day, innit?
No, I enjoyed that. Top five songs
from Manchester.
Hey.
Hey up, mate.
You okay?
How are you doing? Thanks, mate. How are you?
Yous guys again.
It's been a while. Because yeah. all we seem to do is just interview you. We might be like, in a band and we just seem to interview you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing anyway? You good?
Good, man. Yeah. Everything's going well, obviously, with the games we're winning and that. So, yeah, it's all been good. How are yous?
All right. I mean, we're not, can't like gig or anything, so it's a bit. Was it before then?
Yeah.
Was it before all this when we last spoke to you? Yeah, because obviously we were in the fucking person.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so we've not been able to, like, we're in the middle of a tour and it got, like, cancelled and shit, so we're just kind of...
No way.
Just been doing...
It's been boring, hasn't it?
Yeah, boring.
Been gaming.
Do you know what, mate? I tan FIFA, like, really bad.
He became, like, awkwardly too good at it, though, you know, where he's, like, in Division 1 and that, and it's a bit like, you've been spending too much time...
Yeah, I'm in Division 1.
Oh, are you? Fuck it.
Whoa.
Well, I'm just...
I haven't played it for a couple of months, though.
Do you watch... Are you on PlayStation or Xbox?
Yeah, PS5.
Of course you are. I feel like I'll give you a game. Nah, you'll fucking.
I've just had a game then, actually.
Have you? You'll batter me.
Just had to do something for EA. But it was me and some other guy against like their computer, so it worked great. It's like offline.
we did so, we like, I think the last thing we did at City, we did this
No, we played like the pro, because you can be a pro at FIFA, can't you? Like, you can actually.
Yeah, I think, you know, Diego Jota, I think he's a pro, you know.
Is it?
Like, he gets like top 100 and that, the player for Wolves. So yeah, apparently he's crazy on it. He didn't lose in that 30, you know.
Yeah, because Jolien Lescott was trying to become a pro FIFA player. That's why we played him on this thing.
Why is he trying to do that?
Mate, honestly, we were playing him and he doesn't use the analog sticks. He uses like the little arrow still. I was like, I was like, that's so OG.
You can't just become a pro, can you?
I don't think so.
Well, surely not.
He's probably classing just playing it all the time.
He's probably saying
to his missus, like, nah, I'm training to become a pro. Like, this is what
do you know what?
I
thought that was banter when I seen it on the internet, like, about Lescott being a pro. No, I thought it was banter.
No, he was being 100% serious.
He was being serious. Unless he's like, Joel Lescott's like some boss actor and we fully fell for it. But like, honestly, nah, he was fully serious.
He was getting stressed, proper stressed.
Don't be throwing him under a bus now.
He was.
You know what it's like though in weekend league when you lose a game and you shouldn't have.
Oh man,
you know what I mean. You're stressed like man.
But I hate it. Me and Joel have played over the years. So we've been mates a long time. So I remember at mine once, and I had like a piano keyboard thing in my gaff. We were about 13 or something, and he beat me, and I just booted the stand over. You know when it's like a bit awkward with your mate, and you're like, they've never seen that side of you, and you're a bit like, he's like, why did you do that?
There was the other time as well where I beat you at my house.
Oh, man.
And you threw the controller, and it whacked my shins like proper for you. Like,
I'm not an aggressive person, so it must just bring out a side in you. It's like,
that's like, you should see my little brother, man. He smashed up so many things.
How got like a brother?
He's 11 now. He got a new PC monitor and he smashed it up within like a week. he was losing it at Fortnite and just smashed it up.
Thing though, isn't it? Gaming rate.
Nah, honestly, like I've still got it. I snapped a controller in half after losing on FIFA.
Yeah, they're like £50 each, and my brother breaks one like every week. I'm like, I said to my mum, stop buying me a new one. They're £50 each. She just keeps breaking it. No, I mean, it's not cheap.
Honestly, I was exactly saying I snapped it. I've got a pink controller now because that was the only ones Amazon had for next day delivery.
That's like an unbreakable one.
No, yeah. If someone made a metal PC game, PS controller.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? I'd just smash it up all the time.
Maybe, you know, when you're playing FIFA, you'd have like a punch bag or something next to you just to like, let out load of
aggression. I reckon some Lescott's defo got that. 100%. Defo.
Oh, fucking hell. So, But oh, do you know what? I didn't think you'd be like in training and stuff today after a game yesterday.
Yeah, we're coming in for a bit of recovery, and then obviously we've got a bit of commercial today. So.
Yeah, fucking mad.
It's been quite light though, nothing too much.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, thanks for doing it anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no problem. I enjoy it with you guys. You're chill.
Oh, nice one, mate. But yeah, no, it was again last night. Well done. Do you know what I mean? Another win. Fucking mint form at the moment.
Important, isn't it? We have to just keep like taking game by game.
Yeah,
you know what the manager keeps saying. Just take it steady.
Yeah,
keep putting the points on the table.
Yeah, it's what it's like ingrained into as a City fan, because all my mates are like, "Nah, you've done that. Like, it's over." And I'm like, "No, it's not." Like, as a City fan, you kind of it's ingrained into you to be like, "You just never know." So
yeah, you just never know.
No, but it's look like you said, it's looking. Do you know what I mean? It's looking really good, and
100%. Yeah,
everyone seems to have come into their own a bit this season, don't they? Like.
You can tell our mentality as well. Like every game, we just take it like we're still behind and not winning the league. You know, we just take every game as it comes.
It's mega.
That's all you can do.
So, we've been doing this little thing on our podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard our podcast. It's literally just us chatting shit. Do you know what I mean? It's not like it's not anything like dead serious about. Like, so don't worry about like picking the tunes or anything like that. It's literally just.
Yeah.
We've done it just because obviously we've had like a few people on, haven't we? And they just pick five tunes from Manchester. I say sometimes, like, we had Simon Le Bon on the other day, who's like the lead singer, Duran Duran, and he didn't have five tunes, do you know what I mean? But we helped him, like, pick another tune or something like that in the way. So, but we say, have you got any at all? Do you know what I mean?
The only one that I can obviously think of on top of my head is, like, Wonderwall, because when we come into the chain room, it's always on.
Yeah.
So, like, if we had to pick one, that would be it.
Yes. Yeah.
Always on mine before we get into the chain room.
100%. Is that like, do you listen to a lot of tunes before getting ready for a game? Like, I know a lot of players, like, you see them walking in with the headphones and that. Do you like get you into like a certain frame of mind, or do you just prefer no tunes and just like mentally doing it yourself? Like,
it's always different each game. Like, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Yeah,
just depends how I feel on that day,
depending on the vibe just of the tunes as well you're listening to. Like,
yeah, but mostly it's already on in the change room anyway, so
yeah,
you don't need to listen to yourself to your own music.
Are you into what's that rap? H, he's from Manchester, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing well, isn't he?
For
his age, he's
smashing it. Yeah,
I mean, it's nice to see him doing well from, you know, close to my area. Yeah. So
he's on FIFA and as well.
Do you know what? I reckon. So we've got Wonderwall. We'll get H in there as well, because we've not had it. No one's picked H yet anyway.
Well, he's a United fan, don't forget.
Oh, I know, George.
And we're putting him in. That's a nice guy. I spoke to him a bit on Instagram one time. It's really sound.
Yeah,
yeah. Which tune should we have? Should we have the one that's on FIFA? Because that ties it in with FIFA as well.
Oh, yeah, the one on FIFA. What's that called?
Mice, is it?
Mice.
It's quite addictive when you hear it. Yeah,
I'm into his other one. The Gucci.
Catch yourself singing it.
Yeah, the Gucci Buckle.
Gucci Buckle with a snake. That's the one I'm into.
That's Taste, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll put Taste in because Gucci Buckle with a snake is just a boss lyric.
Yeah, I'm having that.
And our keyboard player, Miles, who's like, he's over there actually. He's got a Gucci Buckle with a snake, and I always like laugh at him for some reason, like, because he's like the least rappery person you've ever met. So I just keep saying Gucci Buckle with a snake.
With his jean shoe combo.
we'll have them two tunes, and like you said, H is he's mint. Do you know what I mean? He's definitely one of them people at the moment. Keep an eye on. Do you prefer rap music? Is you just into anything?
I don't have one. Like, I love all types of music.
That's good. Because it must be weird being in, like, obviously a footy team with loads of different nationalities. Like, do they play their tunes as much as like the English players play their tunes? Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
The Brazilians like to put their song on sometimes in the changing room.
You looked pissed off about that then.
It sounds awful. Yeah, everyone hates it. Like, honestly, you're getting it, what, like 8:30 in the morning? You know, I'm still waking up and you hear the Brazilian music. Just sounds like they're getting strangled.
just loads of like, it's like soca beat.
It's not for me. It don't sound good, but obviously, I don't know what they're saying. So
yeah. I always speak to Brandon, you know, the kit guy. I don't know why I'm saying, do you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know him, do you know what I mean? But he always says, he's like, oh, I might try and sneak cues. And I'm like, don't fucking do that. I don't think I'd be able to take it if, like, you know what I mean? Us were playing and everyone's like, oh,
what the fuck is this?
Turn this shit off. I'd be like, I'd be like, nah.
Nah.
It's too much pressure.
Oh, mate. Nah.
But he was like, you need to write a tune that's like dead uplifting and I'll put it on. I was like, nah. And just like, just don't play us, mate. We'll leave that to Noel. But the other person I was going to say then is Bugsy Malone. You heard him?
Oh, Bugsy Malone. Good shout, that.
Yeah, he's Manchester.
Didn't think of him now until you said so.
Do you know what, it's one of them, though. When you start like thinking about it and properly looking into it, it's like, fucking hell. Oh, I didn't know they were from Manchester. Or, like, you start like building up blocks.
It seems like it's been around for a while now. So
yeah.
I kind of just forgot.
I think he released that first album in like, what, 2015?
bugs him a lot. I think he came out around a similar time to us, I think. Yeah, obviously, it's a different, like, it's a different realm and different fans, you know. So we never, like, really crossed paths at, like, festivals or all that. So we've never... Do you know what? We played the Manchester reopening with him.
Yeah, we did.
After the attacks, which was briefly, I think, we nodded and said hello.
Isn't he
a City fan?
Yeah.
He's a City fan.
No, he... He launched do you know the Puma kit with the Hacienda thing stripe on it?
I've seen that actually.
Yeah, he launched that.
Yeah, I'm 90%. Bugs Malone can go in.
Bugs Malone launched that kit. We launched the Paisley kit. Honestly, we did that shoot for that Paisley kit. I love that kit, to be fair. I'm well into it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, Bugs Malone, what tune should we have? I'm just thinking at the end, but have you got a tune that you could think of? Or
probably stick with the one that you said, to be honest.
It's a boss tune.
He
mentions loads about Manchester and that in it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves an 0161.
Yeah, he sings about what he obviously lives his life like, doesn't it?
So. Yeah, it's like proper stories, isn't it? You know, I mean, you can get proper delve into the lyrics. I love tunes like that.
We don't need five, do we? We can have three.
See, what's going to happen is when you go, we're going to be like, what's your next one? Then we're going to edit it for you, like, oh, Blossoms.
like a really shit photo.
Blossoms.
That's what it'll be. You'll be like, I fucking didn't pick them.
Really bad edit.
But yeah, like, them three, we'll just keep them three, we all right? Unless you've got things for anything else.
We'll just pick two Blossoms tunes for you, mate.
Yeah, it's put the other two in there. Yeah. Whatever you like.
What's the plan? What's your plan for the rest of the day then?
We've got a lovely day off tomorrow, so spend some family time at home, with my son and that. So the weather's not great. So
I know. You've got a little lad, haven't you?
Yeah, he's two now.
Wow.
You know when people say terrible twos, you're like, you don't understand until obviously you see him now. It's just always in the cupboards and climbing.
Really? Has he drawn on anything yet?
I got him out of the bath the other day and I thought, he's been a bit quiet. He went downstairs and he emptied the full cupboards out, all full of paint everywhere. Like clothes, like dying clothes all over him. It's still not off his skin.
Mate.
Do you love being a dad?
You can't like turn your back for a second. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Everyone always says it's like, no, like you think you've experienced like love or whatever, but then when you have a kid, it's like times 10.
Have you got any kids?
Now, do you know what?
I've just got engaged. To me missus and my
congrats.
my she's Joe's sister.
Keeping it all clear, close and weird.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. I would not be happy.
Mate, we're like 5 years in now, it's sad.
Yeah, we're 5 years in, it's all right.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
it is.
And he trusts me, do you know what I mean?
That this isn't social distancing, this is how we have to have now.
This is just in case it kicks off. But I suppose, none of us have got kids, but
do you know what? I reckon, like, because of our job, do you know what I mean? Like, we're away, obviously, on tour for, like, 6 months, or, and then come back and then away again, like. And we've never had, like, a time where we've been like, oh, right, this year we'll have a break. Obviously, this would have been the time probably to...
Don't think there's ever a perfect time, though, is it? I think you just got... If you're going to do it...
It's never planned, you know what I mean? It's never planned.
100%.
It just happens when it happens.
That's what I think.
Showing any signs of being decent at football?
Yeah, it's showing signs. He's always getting the ball out and kicking it off his own back. So it's still early doors.
Whose kid is it? It's City always puts it.
Sterling's
little kid. It's got a ping.
This kid's unbelievable. I'd have kicked it at me already.
Nah, mate. I've seen that. You've got to say you've scored a few with your right foot recently.
Yesterday was your right foot.
Swinger.
Joe, we
hope for the best.
that finish against Liverpool was tidy, though. So that was a nice finish. It must have felt great.
It's one of my favourite ones.
Is that your favourite of your career so far, would you say?
I just enjoyed it.
Even just like the it felt like obviously the team's been playing so well. Yeah. Your like career is like, you know, blossoming, one would say. That was off the cuff. That was right off the cuff.
That was good. You can tell he's a songwriter, can't you?
I know, yeah.
But I was just saying, it just felt like, you know, that game, obviously, because they won the league last year, it just felt like it was the right moment to score a goal like that. Couldn't have come better, I don't think. So I can't imagine how it felt.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most important games this year as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we know that they still like can put like 10 wins together like us. So
yeah, and we've not won there for so long either, have we?
I know that's it as well. So we want to break that record.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I was jumping about my arms. Like, I was going absolutely spare. I was like, going, yeah, it's got. Do you know what I mean? I miss not having like the fan thing, but I've
loved it. Your missus is like, it's too far. Why are you doing it? I'm like, it's not too far.
Yeah, we've been unlucky quite a few times playing there, haven't we? We had obviously like a penalty later on.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
The Mahrez one.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a like an unlucky stadium in the past. So
yeah,
it's good to change that now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep winning there.
Looking forward to the rest of the season now.
Yeah. My other thing I want to talk about in this city, I'm being serious here. I'm well and happy with your FIFA rating, are you?
And
get on this, right?
Never come here.
I genuinely did this the other day. You think this is probably sad, but I when I'm playing FIFA.
You're quite OG with FIFA, don't you?
I don't really play online, but I like, you know, I like a storyline. I like doing a little World Cup or, you know, like a Champions League, like a little tournament, get into it. So I created a World Cup, England, I thought, and I can't even know if you were even on the England team. I was like, you can go in and change the team, can't you? So I put you on the team. I was like, I think it was after that game when you scored against Liverpool. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do a little World Cup here with Foden. It's happening. Saw the rating. I was like, right. I went into the thing and moved all your ratings up.
That is true.
I did. So then you put. Then you rated, it's more realistic.
Yeah, it's gone up from last year. So
yeah,
as long as it keeps going up and up.
I suppose they can't just put it from like straight up, can they? But
no, that's it. Sometimes they have to build it up. You know what I mean? I'm Mbappe now, he can't go much higher, and he's what, 22 years of age.
No, actually, yeah, too right.
It's gonna be rated 101 next year. You know what I mean?
Why? What's he on?
He's like 92 or something. Is it? I think. Yeah, yeah. De Bruyne is 91.
Yeah.
Which yeah. Is just
who's the highest rated on it? Messi. Gotta be.
Messi and Ronaldo.
Which is can't really.
What is Mbappe? I think Mbappe is 90 rated.
Is he?
But still, that's unbelievable for his age.
I hate playing him on FIFA. Like, you literally, it's like anyone who says it, it's like, just press triangle and then Mbappe runs on it and scores it.
Best card on it.
Yeah, it just honestly. When you play online, do you play with City?
I play your ultimate team. Your own team.
Yeah.
So do that.
See,
have you got yourself in the team?
Yeah, of course.
That's sick.
I got a 99 card as well, so I shoot from anywhere. Shoot from anywhere.
Do you know what? My name on PS4 is Joe Donovan, and I was playing the other day online, and this guy beat me like 4-0, and I was like fuming. And honestly, a tweet came up saying, "I'm pretty sure I've just battered Joe Donovan on FIFA." I was devastated, mate. I was like, "Oh,
so he found you?"
Yeah, I was like, "I need to change my name." I thought, like, imagine if you're like Phil Foden, scored to Phil Foden. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, my name is Phil Foden on PlayStation, and I'm thinking, why are so many people messaging me? I'm thinking that, but it's just, I need to change my name.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah, don't leave that up.
Like, and obviously, I've got my card starting, so like when I start my card, everyone tries so hard to beat me. When they see the card, sometimes I have to start it on the bench. I can't really bother trying hard.
Keep mad, but yeah, I think we'll. I was going to tell the story about John Stones when I.
You told it last time.
Oh, I did that. Oh yeah, mate, it's tragic, innit? That's it. Because I was going to say before, like, you know about kids and that. I think me and my girlfriend, instead of having a kid, we got a dog. Do you know what I mean? Like a little puppy.
Your dog,
mate. We treat that dog like a little kid, like. I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think my bird likes me anymore. Do you know what I mean? She's just all about the dog. Do you know what I mean? Like, she just
loves the dog more.
Yeah, 100%. She's just like,
there's something there, isn't there?
Yeah, she's not bothered anymore about me. Do you know what I mean? I'm devastated, but she's like,
you spend that much time away. You know what I mean? She's got nothing better to do.
100%. Yeah, and just her and the dog are just chilling. I mean, he is boss. Have you got any dogs about?
Yeah, I've got two dogs, Frenchies.
Oh man,
girl and a boy.
Nice,
man. But you know, they just poo and wee everywhere, don't they? They let them out for 2 minutes, and it's everywhere. Oh, it's crazy. I want to sell them though.
My dog's a proper private shitter, so he'll like, if you're on a walk with him, you know, like, he won't just do it on the path. He like goes to the deepest depths of the woods.
Really?
Yeah, he proper. But
I wish mine was like that. Yeah. Mine's just like, oh, hi, mate.
Deal with it.
Do you want to swear that? I'm selling my house at the moment, right? And we were showing these people around, and because obviously the COVID thing, like, we was like, we'll show the people around. These people came out, and the dog's obviously there. We was like, oh, this is the garden. No joke. The dog just walked in the middle of the garden and started shitting. As we were showing these people around to buy it, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, well, embarrassing.
They just get that giddy, don't they, Frenchies?
Yeah, the gym I used to go to, the guy's got two Frenchies. Yeah, trying to like do a workout with them two running about.
Nightmare.
Yeah, funny. But anyway, yeah, I think that's it, mate. If you're happy, we don't want to take you any longer.
Chat.
Especially if you've got
enjoyed
it. Nice one, mate. Especially if you've got a bit of a day off. Do you know what I mean? We don't want to keep you any longer.
Nah, it's chilled. Reviews, it's chilled.
It's right.
Anyone
mate.
Else? Nah, not for me.
It's right, mate. But nah, yeah, we'll have to when all this is over, we'll have to like hook up and like try and do this again or something.
Definitely, yeah.
And when gigs are back, you're more than welcome to.
No, invite me. I'll be there.
100%. Well, we're meant to be playing the Manchester Arena, so that'll be a good one to come to because it's local, isn't it? So when it all comes back, we'll have a catch up there or whatever.
Yeah, I'd and love to come, man.
Yeah, best of luck for the rest of the season as well, mate. Not that you need it, but
thanks, lads.
Nice one, Phil.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, bye.
Miles, give me a fact.
Just one today.
Miles, give us a fact.
Because I can't be asked. But in India, they don't handcuff like people when they arrest them. Do you know what they do? They hold the hand.
That's trustworthy, isn't it?
Like, so you know if someone's getting arrested and like, they have to like tackle them down if they're running away. They don't like handcuff them or anything. They have to just hold the hand.
Covered.
Like that. So yeah, I don't know what they're doing now. Yeah, because they're not allowed to do it. You have to get like a court
order.
Because in India they say you can't handcuff someone unless they're proven guilty.
Wow.
So you have to. So yeah,
it's quite ethical, actually.
I was watching a video of this guy who exposes scammers. It's really interesting. He did it for part of like a BBC documentary thing.
Oh yeah.
He finds call centers of people scamming people, and he like hacked into the cameras and that. Long story short, they caught the people, and the main guy who's like leading the operation. There's like a pictures of him in the newspaper of him just holding hands with a policeman. It was like, what's happening here?
What if you're dead strong, you just pull your hand off, wouldn't you, and run away?
Or if you have greasy hands.
It's just the norm.
Do you know what? There's probably something else like where it's like, if you do that, you can get charged further. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there'll be repercussions.
Shot. I just thought that was something quite interesting.
Yeah.
Got a bit of bullshit.
Go on then.
Bullshit. Mount Kilimanjaro, the tallest mountain in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Kilimanjaro, it's in Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Mount Kilimanjaro got its name from a legend, Jaro, who is believed to be a Bigfoot type and believed to kill some climbers, and the climbers that never returned. That's how the mountain in Tanzania got its name.
So it's
apparently...
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, so apparently
the words kill a man are in it. Africa.
This is the
it translates.
This
that's
is
what I'm
Paul nut butter again, isn't it?
No, it translates too.
So Jaro was a big lad.
Well, they say
Jaro a monster.
It didn't say it. It just said big fuck type character. I think it's like legendary,
like
it's
a mythical.
It's not like, because I think a lot of the deaths that they're claiming have now been proven. Do you know what I mean?
They killed him on this mountain, and then they named
apparently,
it.
Apparently,
yeah.
So they named it in English.
No, this is what
Kilimanjaro.
You didn't listen to what I said. I said they fucking. It loosely translates.
Yeah, but how do the words "kill a man" loosely translate to "kill a man"?
Because we're in a different language.
Yeah, but it's called Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I know.
So you're saying Kilimanjaro is the word in the other language?
Yeah.
We're reading it. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Jaro is the name. Kilimanjaro, but it's now known throughout the world.
Bollocks,
it's Kilimanjaro.
You're chatting shit.
You're chatting
what
you, shit.
What do you reckon, Wait, Josh?
If this is true, I'll be fucking... I just
picture Joe now just going, it's true. I think it's ridiculous.
Do we have
but...
a fact check this? You'll just lie to us again.
No. I don't know. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. He's been at home over the weekend since he's got into hiking, and he's been looking at little mountains and stuff. Oh, I'll do...
It's not a little mountain.
No, it's not a little one. Scarfell Pike. Old Man of Coniston, and you're working your way up to what you want to do in 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've thought about Kilimanjaro.
Yep.
And then you'll think, I'll mention that in the podcast.
Well, that is true. But then I was like, I get a fact
and then
about,
you've, yeah, I think it's bullshit.
About Kilimanjaro.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to say bullshit.
You've got that smug look on your face. So.
What is it?
What's your final answer?
Bullshit.
Unlucky, guys.
Explain.
Fuck.
It's bullshit, I just made it up.
Oh,
fuck, get you that. Kilimanjaro.
It's good, though. It's quite good for you to think
yeah,
of it. I mean, I'm impressed
thought.
That
yeah,
you
yeah,
can think of
your name down, aren't you? Yeah.
Jaro.
He was a big lad called Jaro.
No, it's a Bigfoot type character, Jaro.
You've got better at your research because you read it like you're reading a fact.
Yeah,
no, that's what I try
to do. You're not saying
do.
Like soya sauce and shit anymore.
that was true.
Oh yeah.
Sawyer.
Oh, the other thing, I want to just shout out to, you know, I want to do like a little lockdown legends, some people who deserve a little mention. Anyway, it's these two lads, right, and they're called SK Litter Pickers.
All right.
Let me go on their Instagram now. They're from Stockport, obviously.
What's their home addresses?
Is it SK2 or 3?
Yeah, so it says, we are a family of avid litter pickers from Edgeley, led by our two boys, Ernie and Ted. So basically, Ernie and Ted go around all these like boss little beauty spots or like local parks and that, and just pick up litter. And I think it's mint. Do you know what I mean? I'm well into that vibe.
Yeah.
They're making all these places look better. So
do you know what? It's
big
true.
Up Ernie and Ted.
It's really nice that where we live near Etherow Park, and obviously because people can only go outside and go for walks and that, it's always rammed. I'm sure the bins are on like... They're not like changed every week anymore. I think it's every 2 weeks, but the bins are full as fuck. There's shit everywhere. You can see like all these fucking, I'm just going to make this up, baby swans eating like fucking like loads of like cups and that.
I'm just going to make this up.
baby swans eating cups.
Anyway. No, there's a little cafe then. There's always coffee cups like on top of like walls and that. And I'm just saying, it's good.
No.
It's good that people are fucking...
Ernie and Ted are going out there and doing a good thing and, yeah,
quite
big up.
Work experience.
Was it? Etherow Park?
Was, yeah.
Fucking hell. Where did you do your work experience, Josh?
Have we talked about this before?
Probably. No, the owl on the way in.
Eh?
The owl on the way in, cut out of a tree trunk.
I did that.
You didn't?
I didn't do that.
Did you move it, though?
I oiled it. I Danish oiled it.
Fucking bet you did.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Digress. Someone just cut an owl out near ours. Near me.
Have they?
Yeah, that's all.
There's one near me as well.
Oh yeah, like a tree trunk kind of thing.
Yeah. Thang. What did you do?
I worked at Ethel Austin.
Yeah, walked out the last. Have we?
Yeah,
I don't think I did it. Did I?
What work experience?
Your experience was the band, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do work experience as a part of a program at school.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
90% sure we've talked about it.
That's fucking blown my head. Yeah, fuck it.
I don't think anyone binges these podcasts, so it's fine.
Definitely do.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Binging them.
If you're into it, you definitely do.
I couldn't be arsed listening to me for fucking 20 hours.
Same.
Suppose I do.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Take care. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Have fun within reason.
Yeah. Miles, wise words.
Goodbye.
Tom, any final thoughts?
Nah.
Chaz?
Bye from me.
See you guys. Bye.
Looks like another successful week of some interesting stories. I think I'll try and find a few more word searches to pay the mortgage. And, well.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.